Good morning, I'm Janie Gould, and it's time for Flora Days. When John Beidler became director of the Indian River Mosquito Control District in 1955, there was no shortage of the noxious little creatures. Mosquitoes were often so thick that 50 to 100 of them would land on a human tester in a minute or less.
When I first came, they were using some mist blowers and dusting machines. They were quite cumbersome, so we began using what's called a thermal fog machine, which took the insecticide, which was dissolved in diesel oil, heated it up to 1,000 degrees, and then when you spray it out into the air, it comes out as a vapor and makes a huge cloud of fog, which, if they had the right insecticide, kills the mosquitoes, and also, unfortunately, attracts children.
I remember.
Yes. Everybody does.
Every kid in town ran through that fog.
That's right. There was a period of about 20 years, 1950 to 1970, that every place in Florida used thermal fog machines, and every place that they were, all the kids ran in and out of it all summer, and it didn't wipe out a generation of kids, that's for sure.
Not yet, anyway. Did you have any close calls with kids?
Anytime we saw a lot of kids running in and out, we made announcements that if we saw that sort of thing going on, we weren't going to fog those areas because we thought it was dangerous, not because of the DDT or the BHC or whatever it was, but actually because of traffic. Cars zipped in and out of that fog, and we were just scared to death that some kid was going to get run over.
Anything ever happened?
And it never did. Parents could instantly tell whether the kids had been doing this. They couldn't come in the house and say, oh, I wasn't in the fog.
They smelled like DDT.
Well, DDT didn't have any odor. There's the diesel oil that had the odor.
Because I remember that odor.
Oh, yes.
Vividly.
Yeah. We had people who always thought we were going too fast. The fastest we ever went was 5 miles an hour, which was a big problem because you just couldn't get anywhere. In 4 hours, you'd go 20 miles, and 20 miles of streets is not very far.
Mosquito control workers switched to late-night fogging when fewer kids and cars were on the roads. DDT was banned in 1972. On balance, are we better with or without DDT?
I think we're much worse off if you're looking at the world picture. DDT was the absolute ideal material to treat malaria. In all of the third world countries, practically speaking, they're third world because of malaria. And malaria is such a debilitating disease. In the first place, it kills over 1 million people a year.
In the developing world, health workers used to control mosquitoes by painting the interior walls of homes with DDT.
The mosquito comes in through the open window, it bites the person that's in there, and then its habit is to go to the walls and rest. Well, it would rest on the walls and get killed, and therefore you'd break the cycle of transmission. They didn't fly out, rest somewhere, and then bite somebody else. The Gates Foundation, for instance, is putting billions of dollars into studies as to how to control malaria. And one of the things they're thinking about is going back to DDT and using it for residual. In that particular instance, it is a perfectly safe material to use. DDT is not especially toxic to people. Lord knows I've been soaking wet with it so much that you wouldn't believe it. That was a problem with birds and parts of the environment, but that was not for medical use at all. That was all through agriculture. For medical uses, it's never been condemned.
John Beidler participated in the first experiments using DDT on mosquitoes. That was in 1942 in Brevard County. He's retired now. In the book Mosquito Wars, author Gordon Patterson says Beidler has spent more than 60 years in a conversation with mosquitoes. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.